Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And we move on to another question now. And the question is about the evaluation of teachers. And folks, after fighting about it for months and months, New York City and the teachers union have finally come to an agreement on how to evaluate teachers. 60% will be based on classroom observation, 20% will be based on student test scores, and the other 20% will be hashed out between principals and the teachers themselves. But what about those teachers who teach subjects that don't really have tests, like the arts and gym? That's our call-in question right now. As the city tries to figure out how to test on these subjects when there's no real set curriculum, we want you to call us up and tell us how you think we should test kids on the arts and phys ed. Seriously, because they're going to have to do it. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we particularly want to hear from art or music teachers or artists or performers or anyone who's ever taught gym. 212-433-WNYC. Do you think it's a fair way? Do you think there is a fair way to test students on anything in the arts or test students on gym as a criteria for evaluating teachers? 212-433-WNYC. This is real. This is not hypothetical. This is going to be implemented now as part of this new teacher evaluation system imposed by the state of New York on the city of New York. And we'll talk in a minute to Laura Bornfreund from the New America Foundation's Education Policy Program. But we will also take your calls, former gym teachers, current gym teachers, art teachers, music teachers. How do you test? How do you evaluate for gym or the arts? 212-433-WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right. How do you evaluate students for the arts or for gym? How do you evaluate teachers' performance as gym teachers or art teachers? Erica in Parsippany is going to start. Parsippany is going to start us off. Hi, Erica.
Hi. How are you?
You're an art teacher.
I am. I'm a high school art teacher in New Jersey.
And?
And our evaluation system has changed also in the state, and the way they're evaluating subjects that aren't tested is that we're doing SGOs, which is a student growth objective.
Mm-hmm.
So the students will be tested in the beginning of the year on information that they should know within the arts, and then they'll be retested halfway through the year to see their progress, and that's going to be part of our evaluation.
Are you good with that?
Yeah, you know, a lot of that stuff kind of feels like a lot of paperwork. You know, but if it means that you'll get evaluated on what you're doing, then you got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Allison in Manhattan, a music teacher. Hi, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are there ways to test kids?
I think there are infinite ways to test kids. There's so much. I'm an instrumental music teacher, and there's so much to know about music theory. There's reading the notes, there's counting, there's music history, there's musical style, there's analysis, there's interpretation. There's so many things beyond whether the actual individual is competent or talented. You know, maybe it's not fair to judge kids on their talent, but you can tell if they're making an effort and you can tell if they're absorbing things, you know, learning the things on an intellectual level. I don't see that there's any problem testing in music. I can't imagine there'd be a problem testing in art. There's so much about art history and style and technique.
Allison, thank you. Thank you very much. So, okay, so we have a music teacher and an art teacher calling in to say, yeah, hey, what the heck? We can do this. But Bill in Manhattan is a parent. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Brian. I think this entire discussion is insane because the idea of linking any teacher's performance or evaluation or pay to any testing is preposterous. No successful education system in the world does this, and all evaluation of teachers should be on a professional, aggressive, peer review basis like they do in Montgomery County, Maryland, all other efforts, Gates Foundation efforts, Arne Duncan, it's all completely crazy, and I think many teachers agree with this.
Bill, thank you very much. So joining us now is Laura Bornfreund, Senior Policy Analyst for the New America Foundation's Education Policy Program. Hi, Laura. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Good morning.
And from what I gather, school districts everywhere are trying to figure out how to test on subjects like art and music and gym. You told us the best practices haven't really emerged, like what the industry would technically consider, or the profession would technically consider best practices, but that you've come across poor practices in your reporting. Tell us how not to do this.
Well, I think, you know, there's lots of examples and experiments going on right now. As you mentioned, you know, across the country, school districts and states are really struggling to figure out how to evaluate, you know, physical education teachers and music and art teachers, as well as teachers in, you know, subjects like kindergarten and first grade. And so there's a lots of different ways that this is happening. And just, you know, thinking about, you know, some of the things I've read, a colleague last year, Dana Goldstein, reported on some assessments being used, you know, physical education, for example. In one Colorado district, second grade physical education students were being asked to do things like draw a picture of how your hands look while you're catching a ball that's thrown above your head. And I think so that would be one example that I would say is not so good. You know, when it comes to assessments, it's important to really make sure that what's intended to be assessed is what's actually being assessed, especially when you're talking about accountability purposes and for mm-hmm. things like teacher evaluation.
So in that light, do you think that the fact that New York City, I guess among other places, is now going to institute some kind of formal evaluation of our teachers and gym teachers based on the performance of their students, do you think that this means there will have to be more formalized arts or physical education curricula than there are today?
Well, I think there are already formalized curricula. I think, though, that the assessments will have to become more you know, more comparable and similar across classrooms, at least for the ones that are used for the purposes of teacher evaluation systems. And I think, you know, the old teacher evaluation systems didn't necessarily work well and didn't take into account student learning for the most part at all. So I think it's an important move in this direction, but states and districts have to be really thoughtful and careful about the kinds of assessments that are being used and mm-hmm. that they're really taking into account teachers' true impact on student learning.
Brant in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hey, Brant.
Hey. I am just mostly concerned about PE teachers and how kids are being less and less physical, and I worry about PE teachers being judged for the performance of their kids that they see, you know, how many days a week for, you know, half an hour at a time.
Right. There isn't that much gym class. And, you know, Laura, it sounds pretty dicey to test kids on physical ability or even physical progress as a way to evaluate gym teachers, never mind if they're just having it a half hour twice a week. If part of the point of gym class is to fight obesity and obesity rates are higher in certain neighborhoods, then you don't want those gym teachers to get lower evaluations because of just where they teach. But what would they do? Would they run tests at the beginning of the year on strength or speed or body fat and then test again at the end of the year to measure teacher impact?
I really think that, yeah, this is, you know, hits the nail on the head of where states are struggling. And I think what it'll end up coming down to is more of students' knowledge about, you know, if healthful habits is one of the things that's being assessed, then their knowledge on those kinds of things or their knowledge on rules or activities more likely rather than, you know, how well their physical abilities or, you know, health has improved throughout the year.
Diane on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Hi, Diane.
Hi. Hi. This is really interesting to me. I work at a museum and been teaching with the arts for a long time. And not so long ago, New York City Department of Education created the blueprints for teaching learning in the arts. They have a dance blueprint, a music blueprint, theater, visual arts, and moving image blueprint. And they're very, they were devised by artists and educators. They were worked on for years, and we were all part of this. And then there's all these wonder, you know, every town has a museum, and, you know, there's things out there that to me would show that my kid going to that school is doing things right in the art classroom or the music classroom as described earlier by your guest.
How would you measure?
How would I measure? I would, if I as a visual background person, I, you know, you can see the work of the children if they're learning. There's again, with these blueprints, there was vocabulary was being used. So you introduced a vocabulary. You did a hands-on activity. You set it in culture, historic context. You used methods and medium. I mean, these are things that you learn in college, too. But you can start as a child doing all this, and that's usually where artists and musicians and dancers come from. They come from child experiences and training, and that training is serious. And if... you know, if you're a dancer and you don't go to ballet school, you're probably, you know, that you're coming to it late, you know.
Diane, thank you. Thank you so much. So, Amy in Brooklyn, you've been holding on for a while, I see, to say testing in these areas is ludicrous. Now that you've heard some teachers call in and talk about how they do it and how it might even be important, do you still think it's ludicrous? We have 15 seconds for you.
Well, I'm not saying that assessment is ludicrous. Of course, assessment is done every day by good teachers on the basis of what they know is art, what they know is PE, what they know is health, and they write evaluations for those students, and that should be enough. We should not be spending more of our budgets that are constantly being taken away. We have to pay for our substitute teachers out of our pockets for my school because we don't have enough for a budget to pay
for no more teachers. For standardized testing. Amy gets the last word. We thank Laura Bornfreund, Senior Policy Analyst for the New America Foundation's Education Policy Program. Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And next week we will test you folks on how much you can improve your foul shot percentage. No, just kidding. Talk to you tomorrow.